Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody, it's Ken Shepherd. The show is called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Kind of an interesting subject, we think. So we're going to kind of go through a couple of quick things, and then we'll talk about our subject of the day, which I think is very, very interesting. It's all about how to work with LinkedIn as an enormous tool, all free. Please note the show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so our call number today is 347-989-1329. The website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Thanks, everybody, for visiting. We're getting a lot more traffic. Telephone number 247-310-358-7087. Email fci@patbell.net. Twitter account @KenShepherd. Facebook account Facebook.com/KenShepherd and Facebook.com/CreativeFlipsInc. You can meet 150,000 investors at no cost. Go to kenreradio.com and sign up there. We've always got 200 or 300 million in process, probably more. I'd have to stop and add up all the stuff. We have a number of closings coming up. We did close 26 million, and our tombstones are 75 million. We've got a $500 million soft group of funds and can continue to do that as necessary. All the shows are free. We want you to learn more about how to make money in real estate and share it with the world instead of paying thousands and thousands of dollars for classes. We do it all for free. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What does that mean? It means if you have something, you don't have any money and I have a deal or I have the capital, then bring me the deal and you can get paid and we can work together. Okay. We have classes from 2 days a week, Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock and Thursday morning at 8 o'clock California time. These are 20 people maximum in the room, $20 per person. This is a mastermind class to learn more about how you can be successful with property. Please excuse my little bit of sniffle. And if you're interested in that, go to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com and just put mastermind in the subject line. We're really excited about some of the things we're seeing. And one of the things that we've always talked about, and I'm going to talk about a little bit today. By the way, Dana is not with us today because she's not feeling well, I believe. She's had some medical stuff going on. So good shout out to Dana if you're there. And so let's talk a little bit about our subject of the day. One of the things that we keep talking about and we talk about a lot is networking. You must network in this industry. If you don't, chances are you won't make a lot of things happen. We think that there's certain ways you can network that you never were able to network before. When I was growing up in the industry, it was all about making phone calls, visiting properties, and sending faxes. And not even before faxes, it was just about going up and visiting properties and calling people up and sending them letters in the mail and whatever. And we did a lot of loans and a lot of properties that way. And it's since then become a much easier environment with all the technology we have at our fingertips. And one of the best tools that I have found in the world, and we always talk about things that have no cost to them, is LinkedIn. Now, how does LinkedIn work? Well, LinkedIn is a business connector. It connects people that have like interests. It's not like a social network like Facebook. It's not kind of like a Twitter even. It's really a business-to-business LinkedIn network. What it allows you to do is connect with people and feed them deals and have them feed you deals and do all kinds of things that give you the ability to have a much larger connection base than you might ever have before. And also can provide you with an incredible amount of referrals. So the easiest thing to do, and I'll kind of walk you guys through this. Now, I'm not an expert in LinkedIn because I'm just kind of getting into it myself. We tried to get somebody from LinkedIn on the show, but they were not available. So I'm going to try and take you through at least the basics. And, of course, if you want to know more than that, you could always call LinkedIn or write them an email or a message. But this is how I suggest you do it, and this is what I've done. The first thing you have to do is go to LinkedIn.com. Very simple. And then you set up a profile. There's a new account. So you have to put in all your information. And what's very important is what you've done, whether you've been involved in real estate or not, what you've done, what you'd like to do. There's all kinds of slots to fill all this stuff in. You don't even have to really think about it. They give you all the questions that are important, like what are your interests? What are you trying to accomplish in your life? What have you accomplished in your life? What are your life goals? You know, what kind of people do you want to connect with and all those kind of things. And as soon as you hook up with LinkedIn, the next thing that you do, first you fill out your profile and make it as complete as possible. You can look at mine. I'm working on it all the time. And I like to just go to mine, which is Ken Shepherd. And if you put that in the search on LinkedIn, once you're a member, you could just find me very easily and read about my profile and ask me if you could join my network, and I'll put you in my network. So you can get connected to what we're doing, another way to get connected to us. And as soon as you fill out your profile, once you complete your profile as best you can, and maybe you should talk to some people who are experts in filling out profiles and stuff, like somebody you may know who's really good with English and grammar, because you do want to, you know, make sure it's spelled right and it looks really nice. Because remember, this is a professional website. People like lawyers and CPAs and bank people and securities people all look at it. When you're not around, they look at it all the time. And then you can set up all kinds of preferences, like do you want copies of every email people send you? Do you want, you know, all kinds of things you can do, privacy preferences and such like that. And I wasn't a fan of LinkedIn until recently when I started learning and got turned on to all the things that it can do. And now I just love it. So once you set up your profile, the first thing that I did is underneath my signature block on all my emails, I put join my LinkedIn account. So people can come and join, and they ask if they can become a part of your network, and you have to approve them if they're going to be in your network, which I think is very cool. And the same thing goes the other way. When you ask people to join your network, then they have to be comfortable to join your network. So the first thing they're going to do if you ask them to join your network is they're going to look at your profile, which is why your profile is so important, because it's your advertisement of yourself. You're not going to be there to talk to them. You're just inviting them to join. Now, you can send them a LinkedIn message through the the box called Link. When you get to your account, you'll see there's like home, profile, contacts, groups, jobs, inbox, companies, news, and more. And in the inbox, there's an area called messages and invitations. And inside messages, well, this is how I do it. I go inside invitations. Actually, I go inside invitations. I'm going to do it as I talk. And then you go down the invitations, okay? And I have this guy who wants to join with me. So I'm going to click on him, and all of a sudden he's connected to me, just like that. Okay, and then there's people you may know, because LinkedIn will take what you do and what you say in the keywords of what you put in your profile, and it will feed people to you that might be of interest to you. Is that great or what? So if you say, I like real estate, LinkedIn will pick up real estate and feed you real estate people. It's amazing. Anyways, a little bit down the page, on the page of LinkedIn, there's a section called See More People You Know. And if you click on See More People You Know, once you get set up with LinkedIn, it has all kinds of people that might be interesting connections for you. I built my LinkedIn up to almost 2,000 people about 300 people about a month ago, and I just keep adding more and more people to it. So I just keep hitting connect as I'm talking to you. And I just sent out invitations, I should say, just a standard invitation, not a personal one, but a standard invitation, which is what most people use, unless you want to send out a personal invitation to anybody you want. I just send out a standard invitation, and if they're interested, they'll look at my profile, and then they'll let me know they want to join the network, and then, or they'll write that they've accepted my invitation, and then they're part of my network. Now, since I've just talked with you or been talking on this show, I've just added 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 people that fast. I sent invitations to them, 19, 20, 21, 22. Now, you can read a little bit about who they are by reading about, like, what they do. Like, it'll always tell you, like, this guy is a managing director and deals with off-market assets. I'll connect with him. Here's an executive recruiter. You may know about people that have deals. I'll connect with him. Here's a senior vice president and relationship manager at a bank. I'll connect with her. Here's a chief executive officer at a bank. I'll connect with him. That's the CEO of the bank, by the way. Okay, here's another bank, senior vice president, another bank, senior vice president, a vice president of a capital company, people like that. So that's one thing you can do, and those people will now get invitations to join me. And once they get invitations, then they're going to look at my profile, and they're going to see if they want to join me. And if they do, they're going to become part of my network. What does that mean? Well, every time you fill out a profile, you put down the things you like to do, the kinds of things you like to be involved in, the kind of deals you want to do, and stuff like that. So LinkedIn will know what they like to do. And LinkedIn will tell you, like, what kind of industry they're in, because they fill out what industry they're in. Okay, you could fill out your industry as real estate or, you know, whatever you want to do, but so this is real estate is basically what we're doing here. So let's just start with real estate, okay? So I already have people that have already said they've accepted my invitation that fast, already just right now, once we've been talking. Now, these may be from some I've done last night and such. I'll grant you that. But the point is that they come in very, very fast. It's really an amazing thing because what I've seen about LinkedIn is that it's, rather than send somebody an email that doesn't know you, or rather than call them cold, when you go through LinkedIn, you can find that they'll be much more responsive, especially if you have a nice-looking, professionally put-together profile that you'd want to see if you were going to join that network that you're in, okay? So make sure your profile looks really good. Now, what else could you do with LinkedIn? Well, let's say you have a deal, or let's say you're looking for money, okay? And so what you can do is you can go to your search box once you have members inside your group that have agreed to be invited into your network, and you can put in real estate investors inside another area, which is called connections, which is under the tab called contacts. And when you go into connections, it will show you all your connections, and it will show them to you in a number of different ways. Like, I have a total of 1,915 connections. Okay, so it'll show it to you, like, by different ways, friends, group members, classmates, this, that, and the other thing. But it also says last name, companies, locations, industries, and recent activities. Now, I like to do it by industry. So if I go into industries, I see there's 500 people that I have, 505 in financial services, 240 in banking, 182 in real estate. So here's 182 in real estate. So I can go into the real estate one, and I can pick those people in the real estate one that I want to send it to. And I can send it to up to 50 at a time. Make sure it's a polite message. Make sure it's a nice message, because remember, it's going to everybody. Now, you could also put a setting on it right underneath the message when you're done that says that you only want it to go you don't want anybody to know anybody else is getting the message. So it's not like a blast. It's like I'm sending you a personal message. Even though I'm sending it to 50 people, you're seeing it as I'm sending it only to you. Now, what else can you do with LinkedIn? You can go, let's say you hear about somebody that you want to get involved with, whether it be on a television show or a radio show or whatever. You can put their name in the LinkedIn box and see if they have a LinkedIn account. If they do, you can ask them to join your network, right on their LinkedIn site, because they have a place on their network site on their page that says join my account. And inside that, you can join with them, or you can ask them if they will join with you, actually. And then if they say yes, then dang, they're a connection for you. And you'd be amazed who agrees to connect with you, depending on what you say in your profile. What else can you do with LinkedIn? Let's say you want to know different people at a bank. Let's say you want an asset manager. Let's say you want the asset managers at a particular bank. Let's say Wells Fargo. So you put in Wells Fargo. Now, Wells Fargo, a lot of the people at Wells Fargo belong inside groups, okay, which is also a tab right inside your profile. You know, when you click on your name, you'll come up with all your different tabs that I've been talking about. And one of the tabs is groups. And in groups, you can say, okay, I want to search for Wells Fargo. So then it brings up all the different groups that Wells Fargo is involved in. And one of them, more than likely, is the people that work at Wells Fargo. So you can then go into that, and then you can click on those people that you want to send a message to, or you can go into their LinkedIn page, and you can offer to send a message to them there. I like to do it through my LinkedIn account rather than go to their LinkedIn account. It's easier, and it's faster once they're invited in and accept it. Then you can say, okay, I want to talk just to asset managers that are selling real estate. And you can look down each one of the people and see what their job position is. If they're a secretary, that won't help you. If they're a senior vice president of asset management, that will help you. So you click on the people you think are important to you, and then you send them an in-message inside email of LinkedIn. Cost you absolutely nothing. Now, of course, there's premium accounts and all kinds of fancy stuff that you can do, but you don't have to do any of that. You can also download it as an app to your phone and use it as an app. I sat and watched television last night while my wife was downstairs, and I just used my finger and went right down the same thing that I could do with my computer with the mouse, and I just brought in another 50 invites. Same thing. You don't have to write anything. All you have to do is click on their name. You're done. The computer will do it for you. It'll invite them right into your network. If they want to join you, they'll let you know. If they don't want to join you, then you'll never hear from them. But the ones that are important are the ones that do want to join you. And the better your profile is, the more they're going to want to join you. Now, one of the things you can put on your profile is you have access to us. And by having access to us, you have access to capital and you have access to all the things that we do. That's okay. You can put us down as then people do all kinds of other things with LinkedIn. There's a whole area called recommendations. I have people recommend me for all kinds of stuff, you know, that I know value. I know, business loans, whatever it may be. And then they consider you an expert. And the more recommendations you have, the higher you get up on the expert list. So you can do all kinds of things. You can add connections. You can remove connections. You can start a group. Let's say you want to start a group that's just people like you, real estate investors. Maybe you're new real estate investors. So maybe you want to start a group called New Real Estate Investors so you can hook up with people. Maybe you want to then look at other real estate investor groups inside the groups area. I mean, you can join up to 50 groups, and then you can post inside those groups and get to know the people in there. I mean, it's just an amazing source, and it's all free. That's what I love about it more than anything else. It's all free. It's a touch of the button to be connected to thousands of people and be able to send an email out to 50 people at a time. It's not inside your email account. It's inside your LinkedIn account. Now, once they answer you, if they do, and you write them a message, like I wrote a message to a bunch of people yesterday. We were looking for a particular lender for a $20 million deal. I looked in all the bank areas of my connections, and I picked 50, and I sent them an email, and I got about 20 of them back yesterday, and out of the 20, I talked to about 5 or 6, and the rest I sent emails to, and now I have about 12 or 15 that are banks that want to look at this deal, a $20 million deal. We also wrote this morning to some larger asset-based lenders to see what they had to say as well. So the point being, and you can find more and more of them if you just keep doing this kind of stuff. And you can do searches by asset-based lenders. You can do searches by groups. You can do searches by companies. You can do searches by all kinds of stuff. And you learn this as you get on it. I'm learning it every day. But again, the key to this is a networking tool. There are hundreds of millions of people on LinkedIn all over the world doing everything you can imagine. And some of the people on here are some huge people. Like I just said, there was a CEO of a bank who happened to call me back yesterday on his $20 million deal. And he came up because the computer knew that he's the kind of person I want to talk to. And it just so happens that they put him in the area where it says invite new people to join your network. And I clicked on inviting him to join my network. It'll be interesting to see if he does. Then I have a CEO that I could just write to. And also, once somebody joins your network, that means they want to be connected to you. Okay? And if they want to be connected to you, then you can write them a message. You can get friendly with them in line on the internet with LinkedIn in a very polite way. And eventually, you know, maybe they'll offer to talk to you, or maybe they'll say, hey, give me a call, or you can write, you know, can we have a conversation? And sometimes they'll say, obviously, yes, sometimes they won't. But it's also in numbers. You know, you're going to have a lot of people you're going to write to. Don't feel bad if they don't respond to you. Just look at the people that do respond to you, because those are the ones you care about. So I have found, and I am finding more and more every day, that this is just an incredible tool. I had no idea. Nobody told me about it. I just kind of stumbled into it. I've had a LinkedIn account for a while. And, you know, it's important also to put your picture up. Make sure it's a nice picture. If you're a guy, I would suggest you have a suit and tie on. Or, you know, I've seen pictures of people on LinkedIn that are at the beach or with their family. But to me, that's more a Facebook kind of thing. If you're going to do something on the internet in LinkedIn, you want to be wearing a suit and tie. Or if you're a gal, a blouse and something nice, you know, and then just take a picture and then just upload it to the computer and put it in, and you're done. And if you look at mine, I have a picture on mine. I used to not have a picture, and I improved my account little by little. So, like, as we've been talking, I've had another 7 or 8 people decide to join my account. You know they want to join your account because it says, see what they've been up to. See what they've been up to. And then everybody, and then each one of those comes in as an email to your email account, in my case, my email account. So I see the emails coming in all day long. I showed it to my wife yesterday. She was blown away. I talked to a guy the other day that has 12,000 people in his network. And I'm up to 2,000 in about a month. So I'm just going to keep adding people. I'll be up to 10,000 probably by, you know, I don't know, a few months or something. But here's the other thing. If you want to pay somebody a couple of dollars an hour and tell them what you're looking for and hire a virtual assistant or have one of your kids do it or something, just tell them exactly what you're looking for and have them add connections for you while you sit and just do real estate deals. I mean, it's just such an incredible tool. And as I said, if you look, like, let's say you want to find, you want to find companies that are looking for capital. We do that all the time because we do business loans. And so I look for people that are looking for real estate capital. Now, again, once you find these people, you need to do some research on them. You need to go back to our due diligence and such like that, unless they're with a bank or they're with a major company. If it's a guy that's got a Gmail account or something like that and you don't know who they are and you don't have any information on them, you should research them a little bit before you, you know, even if they agree to connect with you, you know, take a look at their profile and see what you think, because everybody that connects with you is connecting with you through LinkedIn, which means they also have a profile. Everybody has a profile. Is that cool or what? So we like LinkedIn for a lot of things. Like, I had a guy call me yesterday and said, I need some money for a particular kind of deal. And I said, okay. So I went to my connections inside LinkedIn. It was a venture capital deal. And I don't normally do venture capital deals. I did, you know, kind of look at doing some of them before. But it turns out I have 56 people in my venture capital and private equity that are contacts inside my LinkedIn account. So I'll probably send them a message this morning and see if any of them are interested in what these guys are doing. Probably take me 10 minutes. I'll send it to 50 of them. We'll see who responds. If they respond, I'll put them together with my friends. If something happens, then they'll pay me, and I'll be part of their company or whatever. So you could search also for people. Let's say you want to find, anybody. You know, you see, like I said, you see somebody on television, there's a, you'd be amazed who's on this thing. You know, maybe you want to look up somebody that you think is really famous and see if they're connected, and you want to connect to them and be part of their network or have them be part of your network. So anyway, I don't want to go into much more detail than that. It's pretty common. People use LinkedIn every day. I have somebody who's calling in. Let's see. They've been on hold for 15 minutes. I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that. Let's see if we can pick them up really fast. Oh, let's see. Five. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Okay, well, I guess they may have gone away. Let's see. Hello? No. They were on hold. Then they left. I apologize for whoever that caller was from area code 303. But anyway, I think I know who it was. But anyway, the point being is that that LinkedIn can be a wonderful, wonderful tool. Okay? So we have about, oh, 3.5 minutes left. About 4 minutes left. So if you guys want to learn more about LinkedIn, you can certainly do it. You can look on LinkedIn. There's, if you have questions, you have a, they have a support team that gets back to you within a couple of days. I just sent them a message recently about something I didn't understand, and it took them a couple of days to get back to me. And then I was able to correct the thing I wanted to correct. It was a little bit of work. It took about an hour. But, you know, they give you all the steps, and they tell you exactly what to do because that's what they do. They're a support team. LinkedIn is a huge, huge company. As I said, they think they have 200 million members or something all over the world and everything you can think of. And as again, what's really cool is, let's say somebody's interested in real estate, somebody's interested in sports, somebody, you know, then it's going to come up if that's the kind of deals that they do. And remember, this is a business network. This is not a network to me where you write to people and say, I went to the store. You know, you could do that on Twitter if you want. You can do that on Facebook if you want. This is a business platform. That's how I look at it. So it's, as I said, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, business connector on the internet that I've ever seen. And so I'm really excited to be able to share it with all you guys. So let's see, what else can I share with you in the next few minutes? So we're working on some very exciting deals. So we got an $8 million offer out yesterday on a deal that looks like it's going to go into contract. We have about a $20 million deal we're working on that we just got last week. The company's doing $40 million in revenue, $3.5 million in earnings. And they're looking for $20 million. We got them $8 million before, and now they want another $12 million. So we're building up their situation and helping them grow. And doing a lot of things with businesses. Business loans are a very good place to make a lot of money. I mean, if you do a loan for $10 million and you get 1%, that's $100,000. And you set it up, and you don't. The lender's going to do all the work with the borrower. You make sure you just have an agreement, an NDA, or something like that with the borrower. And again, we have those forms if you need them, or you can create your own, or use the lenders, or more likely the borrowers, because the lender's not as likely to sign as the borrower is. And we're working on a bunch of real estate deals. So just keep listening to the show. Keep listening to the tapes that are in the archives. We have 90 seconds left. Once again, we'll be live again next week. I'm going to try and get somebody from LinkedIn to come on the show and talk a little bit about all the things that LinkedIn can do. But we did only discover this, like I said, about a week or so ago. And you don't hear about it very much, but I think it's pretty interesting. I'm surprised. You know, they just, I guess people, if they know about it, they know about it. If they don't, they don't. If they're using it, they're using it. If they're not, they're not. But, you know, it's a wonderful social networking tool. So we have about 60 seconds left. I hope you guys have a great week coming up and a nice weekend. Actually, a great rest of the week and a nice weekend. Today's Wednesday morning, California time, about 8:30. And thanks again for listening. I hope this has been helpful to you. We love to work with you and hear from you and grow with you. And we'll look forward to doing that and building our relationship with you for the future. You're also welcome to get in touch with us. All of our phone numbers and such are on our website. All of our email and stuff we went over at the beginning of the show. And I hope that's been helpful. So thanks again for listening. Excuse me. We appreciate you listening and being part of our worldwide audience. Tell everybody you know about us, and we look forward to growing with you. Have a great, great day. Bye.